Tonight, we have hope. No, seriously, we have hope. Summer Fontana on the line!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
You guys get it? You see what I did there? Yeah. The hope.
Yeah. We're back to the dad jokes, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. They never went away. Guys, welcome back to the Originals After Show for Season 4, Episode 12, Voodoo Child. And we have the Voodoo Child herself here. We'll get to her in a minute. Before that, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Sam Davidson.
Hey, guys. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson, and I am live in our YouTube chat right now. So if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns about Hope, aka Summer Fontana, make sure you let me know in there.
All right, and you said it, I've said it, but now introducing her, our favorite person on this show. She has stolen our hearts. You guys know her as Hope, but it's Summer Fontana in the house. Woo! Hey, Summer, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. We loved this episode. You are a little rock star, my friend.
Thank you.
Was this one of your favorites to shoot? Because I feel like you got to really push the limits here and be somebody completely different than yourself.
Yeah, I really like to play bad, actually.
Maybe don't tell your parents that. So how does it usually work with you, Summer? Do you read the whole scripts? Do your parents let you watch the show?
They let me watch the show usually, but, I can't watch the parts that are, bad, you know, gory or something like that.
And you get to read all of the scripts before you just read the scenes that you're in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I usually read the scenes that I'm in, but sometimes, you know, I read the other scripts just to see about the other characters, so.
How do you learn all your lines, Summer? You've got a lot of them this season.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't have to openly memorize them. I just get a good idea of the lines, and then if I can ask the directors or the writers, hey, can I change this sign to this line or something like that, and then I can work it out from there.
Wow. Lucky girl. Actors dream of that their whole life.
How long have you been acting, Summer?
Since I was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
So you're a pro at this point.
Yeah, at this point.
What is it like to be the only kid on set? Because you're surrounded by a lot of adults.
It's good, actually. I've kind of grown up my whole life around adults, so I've kind of gotten used to them a lot. So a lot of my friends are adults, but, I mean, I have a lot of girlfriends and friends just openly, but, I mean, usually I make friends quicker with adults than kids.
Do any of your friends watch the show?
Yes, a lot of them do. Mm-hmm.
What do they tell you? Do they love it?
Yes, they really like it.
That's amazing.
What was it like being cast as Summer? Because it was such a big deal when it was announced on Twitter and all of that.
As Hope, yeah.
Oh, as Hope.
She's Summer.
As Hope. Was it, you know, really exciting for you to get cast in this role? Did you realize what a big deal it was?
Yeah, it was really big. I didn't know it was going to be like this big, so I was like surprised when I first knew that I got it, but I'm just very grateful that I got it, so I had a very fun time on it.
In tonight's episode, we see you go from previously being this really sweet, loving person to having the hollow inside you. As an actress, how did you make that change from good to evil?
Well, I just think about somebody that I'm mad at or somebody that I'm happy at, just sort of changing that and seeing how I would feel in that situation. Just, it's hard sometimes, but I just put it together and just kind of do it over and over again to keep on, you know, using them and trying different techniques every time that I try, just different experiments, basically.
Who do you get mad at? I can't picture you getting mad at somebody.
Well, just people, I don't know.
They're messing with you.
I certainly wouldn't want to make you mad, Summer. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, we see, oh my gosh, tonight you definitely don't want to make her mad because We see you stabbing Rebecca. We see you burning books. That's a lot of power there. What is it like on set when you have to do something that huge?
It's actually quite fun for me. I mean, like, it's actually really fun. So I get to try different things that I'm not really familiar with. And I really like to go out of my comfort zone with that. And I just like to show my powers, basically, my powers and my real powers on set. So that's really fun.
It must be hard when some of the things are imaginary because they put them in post-production, like a book burning. I'm assuming it's not burning right in front of you, or you having to stab Rebecca. You're not actually doing it. What do you think in those moments? How do you picture all of that?
Well, I just, you know, kind of, I've really good imagination, so I just picture it. And actually, for a few things like that, that actually does happen. They just have special equipment on it. Like, for example, when I burn the book, there's like little wires down there and that they set on fire, and then the book goes on fire, basically. They connect to the wires, and then it fires up, so. But anyway, for the different stuff, then I just use my imagination to just picture that in my mind.
Wow, so she does her own stunts, guys. That's what I just heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We see you tonight in scenes with both your mom and your dad. What is it like to work with both Phoebe and Joseph and everybody else in the cast?
It's really great. I mean, all the cast was awesome. I loved hanging out with them and just having a great time with them and hanging out. And it was just really great that when I filmed that, I just didn't have to be all serious about something, that I could still have fun with them and enjoy my day on set. I mean, that's the best thing ever, when you can enjoy what you're doing and not just be there to be serious about it. But seriousness is good, but fun's more important.
I agree with that.
I agree.
Yes. Words of wisdom.
Fun's more important. And speaking of your on-screen dad, you and Joseph have a pretty tight relationship. I saw that you sent him a birthday gift recently. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you guys bonded on set to show the on-screen father-daughter relationship?
Well, at first, we were kind of shy, but then we just kind of bonded over more things, and I would say that he was, like, the best cast friend that I had on the set. I mean, all of them were really, really, like, great friends to me, but he was, like, the most more bonding one. But all of them were great, and I really enjoyed working with him and all the other cast as well.
Like, what do you guys do together? Do you eat together? Do you play games or pranks? Or what do you do that makes him a friend of yours?
Well, actually, when I went out to pilot season in L.A., so I got to see most of the cast. So we usually, like, went out to a restaurant or did things together, and it's just more like you're going to enjoy that person, got to get to know them more. And when we had a free time on set, we would hang out with each other, and that's really how I got close to every cast member. I mean, I can't really name a cast member that I didn't really get along with, but because I really just hanged out with them and I got to know them really well.
Do you tell them about your life, like school and your friends and all that?
Yep, most of the time, yep.
Wow, that's great.
Since you're such a young actress, I'm sure that you learned so much in this experience. What's one thing that you took away by the end of the season as far as something that you learned being on set and from all these actors and being on such a cool show?
Well, this is actually my first TV show, so I guess, I mean, I really got to experience it and not just do, like, 2 days and then I'm done. And I got to really understand it and experience it. And I noticed that as I got more into the show and more higher episodes, that I got to show more of what I can do, and I really got to understand it more and experience it, not just hurry up with it and then I'm done the next day. But I really got to understand it and go through the process with it. So,
go ahead.
And also, I had great directors on set that could tell me what to do and how to do it, and I really got to learn from them. So that's really how I got to know the originals itself. So.
What is your goal as an actress? Do you want to win a lot of awards? Do you want to shoot more movies? Do you eventually want to direct yourself? Or what is your goal?
Well, I mean, directing, it sounds great. I mean, it's just right now, I kind of want to get a little deeper into it. I mean, I've already gone pretty deep into it, but I want to, you know, go a little deeper and see if there's anything else I need to learn before I do my own stuff. So, like, if I could be on another show or another movie or something else that's coming up, then I could probably learn more from that, since, like, I go from this step to this step to this step to this step until I'm to the highest peak. But, I mean, there's always more to learn, basically.
We have no doubt that you're going to get there. We're absolutely sure.
I have a couple fan questions from our chat roll right now on YouTube. Sonia Evans, says that she wants to know what your favorite thing is about playing Hope.
My favorite thing? That's hard. They're really all great. Well, I like the scenes where I, like, save my family, and I also like the scenes, well, sleeping was also fun. I guess maybe just helping my family out, and I guess maybe that part, but all the parts were really fun to play.
When you're helping your family in the show out, do you think about your real family?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
That's so cute.
And then Davina Incantatrix wants to know, what, if anything, you can tell us about the next season for Hope, if you know anything, because you guys did just get picked up for another season. Congratulations. Or, you know, if you don't know anything or can't tell us something, what do you hope that your character goes on to do and accomplish?
I don't really know.
You know, we keep hearing about Hope being the greatest witch that ever lived, possibly the most powerful. I wonder, have you thought about what that could mean and what your character could really do?
Yeah, I mean, Hope could grow really powerful and do all this types of magic, but I guess don't really know about that.
So if you had to pick, Summer, if you would be a vampire, a werewolf, a hybrid, or a witch, which one would you choose?
Ooh, that is hard.
It's okay. Well, we all have our answers, though,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I really enjoyed playing witch to grow powerful, but I guess all of them is really great. I mean, I guess a vampire and a werewolf is more, I guess, a little more into it. Like, you have to kill someone to be a werewolf, or you have to drink blood to be a vampire, that sort of thing. But, I mean, I think I've already shown my witch powers on it so far.
Yeah, Team Witch over here.
You are our resident witch. I have a question about the scene that we see at the end there with you. It looks like you are leading an entire church of people that are bowing down to you. Are we going to see a little more of that and you really lead this whole revolution?
Yeah, those are my minions. Basically, there's the Hollow's minions. So I think, can't tell anything, but pretty sure that in the next episode 13 that it will show more of me and my minions interacting and me commanding them and telling them stuff to do and that sort of thing. But, I mean, I guess you're just going to have to watch.
Wow. Already able to sell her show so well at such a young age.
I'm hooked.
I know.
I just want to see a little Hope, like, leading these adults around and bossing them around and telling them exactly what to do. I can't wait to see that.
I think that it would be cool to see Hope with some friends her age on the show, too. We, early on, remember in those episodes where there was seven of you guys that were temporarily dead. What do you call that? Sleeping for a little bit when you guys were down. I'd like to see how it is with you and your friends. And I know we've heard your mom on the show talk a little bit to Alaric about maybe sending Hope away to a school for people like her and for characters like her. Would you want to see Hope go to a school on the show with all different supernatural creatures?
That would be great. I know what's going to happen in the end, but
All right, well, those are my hopes. Any other questions that we have for Summer before we let her go?
Was there ever anything really funny or embarrassing that happened on set you want to share with us that you can get a good laugh at now?
Well, let me think.
We love hearing about the behind the scenes.
We do.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it, but me and Joseph always went, sometimes, like, every, like, two episodes, we used to go somewhere and do, like, a funny video and post it. So those are really funny, and I used to, like, crack up coming up with them. So I think they should be under his account and I think possibly mine. So if you haven't seen them yet, they're really good to check out.
You have your own social media, though, at Summer Fontana. Do you do that yourself? Do you tweet everything out, or does your family help you with that?
My mom manages it, but usually I get a say of what I say, respond back to people, but she usually manages it.
How has the fan interaction been? Are you getting a lot of tweets from people saying how much they like you?
Yeah, my mom said, like, a lot of people are saying to me that I play Hope perfectly or something like that, and I'm really happy that they're saying that. And then my mom responds and says, thank you for your support, thank you for watching the show, anything like that. And so that's really cool to just see that people are noticing me and seeing my talent. So I'm just excited to see where that goes.
We're definitely noticing. You've done such an amazing job on the show, and yes, we can't wait to see you in the finale and in next season. So congratulations again, Summer. This has been an amazing role, and you're playing it perfectly, like the Twitter people say.
I couldn't see anybody else playing, you know, playing a role. You're fantastic.
And just the bond with you and Joseph, it really shows on camera how close you guys are as friends, and everything's just, it's perfect.
Thank you so much.
Summer, thanks for taking the time to Skype in with us. Our fans really appreciate it. And like I said, anybody who wants to tweet at her, at Summer Fontana, so that her mom and her can help respond to you and interact with you guys. So thanks, Summer. Hopefully we'll talk to you next season.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Cuteness overload.
You guys, my ovaries just started, like...
Like, you think you want one now.
I want one, like, that age, though. I don't need the diapers and the crying.
It's so great when you're that young that... Because now I feel like if people are complimenting you, you feel like you can't say it out loud. And mm-hmm. she is a humble kid, but it's so funny. She's like, yeah, people are saying I'm great, so I'm great. Which is really wonderful.
Kids are just so honest.
Yes.
And it's definitely. And they're just fresh, kind of, and they have a great impression of the world.
I'm so glad we were able to speak to her, especially for you guys at home. I know you had been loving her this season too. So she did break down a little bit of what happened, but let's further break it down, because she really, really had a huge episode.
Yeah.
That Klaus scene with her, and she's in the, like, the hollow's taken over her body, and she is in the corner and she's trying to stay awake. That gave me chills.
It was so good.
It was, oh my God, that was amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing on her end. It was amazing on Joseph's end. It was just the father-daughter dynamic of, you know, what's going on screen here was just so beautiful. And for someone so young to be able to understand what that moment is and then portray it was just astonishing to me.
I agree. It really sold it in that moment. So that was incredible. We had some other stuff going on this episode, too, that was pretty wild. Like some wild makeout session that we got.
Are you feeling for the Keelan?
I have all the Freelans right now. I have all... Don't get me off.
Don't
this
start ride. That again.
I have all the feelings for Freeland stealing my heart.
As I was watching it, I just literally couldn't stop hearing you rhyming. It's terrible.
I'm sorry that's what you were thinking about when this was happening.
This was so amazing, though. I love that Freya brought her coffee, first of all. That was really cute. And then I love that we finally got this passionate, sexy, wonderful scene with them.
Yeah, CW bringing it.
Bringing it.
As they always do.
Yes, that's probably one of the parts that Summer's parents were like, okay, look away at this moment. But yeah, I love that. And I love their relationship. But then Freya again, just knocking out Kaelin and being like, sorry, you can't come. I'm going to put you to sleep.
I wonder how much longer Kaelin's going to put up with this. Because every time... I mean, Freya, let's be real. Your family's always fighting a threat. You guys are never safe. There's never peacefulness ever. So when is Kaelin ever going to be safe from your enemies?
Never.
Yeah.
So at some point, you just have to accept it and let her live her life just like you have to live your life.
This is why she has to get stronger, not get protected all the time. Mm. The more she's used to this, we've learned, the more you actually fight, the stronger you are. Our Vampire Diaries reference of the show. But Matt Donovan, when he was shielded from this, he was most at risk. And then when he became, and this culture washed over him, and he's like, no, I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to be a cop. I'm going to be badass. Then he was able to actually fight. You can't just lay back and not do anything and hope that eventually things will go away.
Well, I also think that Kaelin is perhaps a lot more powerful than Freya thinks
She's a wolf. She's not, it's not even like she's a human.
Well, and think about how powerful she must be to have kind of succumbed being a wolf. Like, you have to be really powerful to kind of like ward all of that off like she did.
You guys remember when Summer called in and was the cutest ever? I just can't stop thinking about it.
I was dying.
I like being on set with her would be amazing.
But hashtag yeah. I die.
Yeah. I think I like pictured hugging her, like in my head as we're talking to her. I was just hugging her in my head.
I know. So that the Freeland stuff was cool. One of my favorite ships ever, Rebel, we got to see a little bit tonight. I would have appreciated it if Marcel was a little nicer to Rebecca.
I know. Ugh, Sophia's back. Blah.
He called it a mistake. Kissing her. He called it a mistake. That's really mean.
Whoa. We're talking about Marcel and Rebecca now?
Remember when I transitioned and said one of my favorite ships ever, Rebel?
I was catching up on the chat roll here because I missed some.
I was about to introduce you as our chat mistress and you jumped in and didn't say it because you were like, Summer's on the line. I'm not going to use the word mistress. But yeah, of course, Tiana in the chat talking to you guys.
I was catching up. There's so many that came in while I wasn't.
Oh, we went an hour earlier today. I hope
people still found us. We're still
good job.
We're still
guys.
In here.
We
I see the regulars.
Are doing that next week too. Just so you guys know, we'll tweet out about it though.
Yes,
we're not positive. All right. So now that I'm talking about Rebel, did you have something to add to?
I just wanted to say that I love them, but Rebecca's kind of making me mad.
Marcel's making me mad.
Okay, we're gonna be at odds about this because Rebecca's the one who ran away after the kiss last week.
Marcel's the one who called it a mistake.
This week, but after she ran away, like if she had stayed and been like, oh, maybe let's see where this is really gonna go.
Tiana,
like,
which episode are we talking about? Last week's or this week's? This week's next question.
But your actions from the previous week have effects this week. I think that if she had stayed in that moment of when his girlfriend is still not awake and he still is like at that vulnerable spot where you could have moved in.
So when he's
she could have slid into them DMs.
Yeah, that's
if
what
she had waited.
Do. When she somebody's vulnerable, you should just slide in. Yeah, that would have made her a better
I'm just
person.
Saying that now that she waited until Sophia's awake now, of course he's gonna be like, well, I mean, like, she just almost died for me. I have to stick
she
with this
She wasn't awake when he came. She came back and she wasn't even awake yet. She was about to be awake, so null and void.
Okay, here is what I think. Children.
I don't like when we fight, Roxy.
Children. I love Rebel too, and I think I don't care who's right and wrong because I know they're meant to be together and they'll work it out.
Charles told us himself.
Yes. But I do think looking at it as an outsider's point of view, which I'm so not, I'm so invested in their relationship in this show, but I think that Marcel is doing the right thing. He's being a good guy. He's trying to be a good guy, but his attraction to her just won't die.
I don't disagree. I mean, he has a girlfriend right now. So
it was a mistake to kiss her because he has a girlfriend.
No,
but at the same time...
No, but you did do it, so don't call it a mistake because you did it.
I mean, you can do things that are still a mistake, Roxy.
I don't believe in that.
you don't believe that any of your actions later on could be like, hey, that was probably a mistake. Like, I shouldn't
have
done that.
Hashtag no regrets.
Were you wasted? I didn't see any booze in the scene.
I mean, they did almost, like, die in a house. They had just blown up house together, so, you know.
But that was frustrating because then a minute later, after we see this rebel moment, we finally see our Sophia Marcel wake up. And it was this, like, passionate, thank you for doing this. And I just felt nothing.
I thought, okay, are we supposed to care?
Are we supposed to care about you, Sophia?
I guess we were supposed to care.
We're supposed to care because he cares.
Yeah, Roxy totally
put her at death. Didn't she die? She's like, no, remember her at the end? I was like, no, the Hollow really got to her. She's like, no, honey, that's not what happened.
No, she was standing there at the end with Marcel. Like,
I will say, I feel like...
It's nothing to do with the actress. The actress is doing an amazing job.
And she's very beautiful.
Yes, and she's gorgeous, and she's talented. It has to do with the character.
And maybe this is my thing, because I love Rebecca and Marcel together, and I want them to end up together, but in order for me to want that, I need to know that Rebecca's going to stick around. And because I don't know if she's going to stick around, I can't root for that
so
right now.
So can you root for Marcel and Sophia?
I don't want to root for that. I want Marcel to be happy, and if this is what makes him happy for this chapter of his life,
and she
then
does,
sure.
She saves him tonight,
yeah, she
too.
Saves him. She's there. She's does. A ride or die. She's there for it, for the long haul.
Okay,
I don't think
she's... unless die happens, she's either ride or die, and she might die.
She might, but as of right now, she's willing, she's sacrificed herself many times for him and been there to protect him in many, many ways. So I'm just saying that yes, this relationship is probably what's going to happen for right now. I don't want... It's not end goals by any means. But until I know Rebecca is actually going to stay her ass in the city and on the show, I can't root for a couple that I know eventually Rebecca's going to leave again and break his heart.
You're frustrating me.
Did you guys think, though, that Sophia's character, before we saw her turn into the Hollow, she was still not very nice, okay? And now we have seen her come back, and to me, I'm like, this isn't the girl that we were introduced to.
Well, I think once the Hollow's in you, you're changed for good. We've heard Vincent say that, you know?
She was, like, nicer, though. I thought she was evil, more evil at the beginning of the
season.
Maybe
she appreciates life more now.
Yeah, you know, I guess that'll do it to you.
Life-changing experience. Speaking of Vincent, I kind of felt like this was between him and Hope. This was their episodes. Like
two Vincent, witches.
Vincent was doing the most in this episode. He had his... He's like, all right, I'm just going to die, and that way we can connect, and I'm doing this with the book and all of these things. And I was thinking, it's about time they figure out how to really, really use this guy. Mm-hmm. He's a key player. And I mean, there's some episodes still that don't even have him in it.
Yeah.
I mean, the last two episodes he was missing.
Right.
So, but I did like how they acknowledged that with his one line of like, where do you think I've been the last couple of days? I've been down here meditating. And I'm like, oh, that's where you've been, Vincent?
Okay.
You've been working on this? No one knew to check?
Next time
we've been in that graveyard.
Live stream next time so we can all meditate with
you.
Yeah,
it's like Davina came and Josh and like everyone's been in this graveyard, in this cemetery looking for you specifically and could not find you anywhere.
That meditation is a powerful thing. Very powerful. So what did you guys think about the whole book situation? Are you frustrated with him because you're like, why are you doing this? You're playing with fire. Are you happy with him? Were you surprised when it was taken by the Acolytes?
The Minions. Let's just call them the Minions.
I was a bit disappointed with him. I think unreasonably on my part. Just
unreasonably or reasonably?
I think I'm being unreasonable by being disappointed with Vincent, but I just can't help it, you know, because we want our original family to survive and be okay. And I just feel like if they were a little nicer to him in the past, maybe he would not give up so fast.
All right. What do you think, Tate, based on, I'll repeat it because I know you weren't listening to me, Vincent and what's going on with the book? Do you need me to give you more context?
I wasn't frustrated with him with the book thing. I think I was just frustrated that that was their only option.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like, okay, but even if you put her in this book, how do you know that no one can ever release her from it?
It's kind of strange how we keep seeing her as her and then her as other people.
She looks so much like Davina, and I can't handle it.
So much like her, and sounds even more like her, which is frustrating because I keep thinking that I'm going to see Davina on my screen, and then it's not. The book situation is a little weird, though. I will say I'm kind of with you, T, where I feel like we could have figured out maybe a couple of
And it's just like a brainstorm sesh. It's one of those things where, yes, it's kind of like the pendant where, yeah, but like at some point someone can unlock that again. What's the way to actually kill this person so that they cannot come back again? And why didn't Joe Mama give us a better way to get rid of you?
Yes.
I feel like
she was not very helpful.
She wasn't very helpful, if you think about it, but... It was like the two options are either lock her in a book or do something where none of the original siblings can ever be around each other again. Like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, and there's no more always and forever in the family. Yeah.
Like, does everyone have to die? What is the... Why are the originals involved in something that you witches started?
I don't get it either. I don't understand. What do we think his actual idea is?
Well, I just think it's interesting because I think very few times in this universe of the originals in the Vampire Diaries, we've had a storyline presented to us where they go, there's no way or there's only one way. Usually, like, there's a million plans. A, B, C, D, E.
Well, they did, in their defense, they did try something else and Haley thought she killed her. But that didn't work, obviously.
I love that this week Haley was like, well, remember how easy it was for me to kill her now that I'm thinking about it? Yeah, you didn't think about that last week.
I was glad she put the pieces together, though, like, because she's smart enough that finally I was like, yeah, it's in your daughter, and you would know that. Like, and she did, so that was good.
Like, come on, Haley. Come on, everybody. Come on, Freya. You were there. Like, you watched this hollow girl who doesn't even use her hands for magic most of the time just, like, give a look at the door and shatter everything.
Tiana, it took them less than a day. We can give them that.
It did, but it still was like, why didn't anyone think, like, hey, why was I able to, like, pin her down and stab her multiple times so easily?
I don't know.
It was too easy.
It was way too easy.
It was easy. It's interesting how Elijah wants Klaus to take Haley and Hope away, too. I was just thinking about that. All of this seems to be leading to Hope going to that school of Alaric's.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think I even said it last week in my predictions that Hope's going to do something bad. Well, and she's going to get sent away to school, like boarding school.
Now her bracelet's off.
Yeah.
And well, thanks to the chat, we will have some news and gossip about Hope's future later on in this episode. Thank you, chat, for... letting you know about things so that I could...
How are your friends doing
Well, they
tonight?
Just told me some stuff about news and gossip, so then I'm looking up the news and gossip for later.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're almost there. Does anybody else have something that they
Well, we
really
haven't talked about Elijah and Haley.
About Elijah?
Elijah.
Yes.
About and him... About
the possible
her, like,
downfall?
Not being, yeah, all right. That, it's true that we haven't really talked about it. I kind of feel like there's not that much to talk about yet. He feels like she won't be able to forgive him, but she hasn't said that.
She's acting pretty pissed off.
I think it's unreasonable how mad she seems, but I do understand her being
scared
and upset.
I read an article, and I tried to find it again, but it was Julie Pleck talking about last week's episode and how they decided that, especially after the turn of the United States of America, the government, and, like, women empowerment and stuff, that episode, like, Haley is a victim now of abuse. And they couldn't, in good conscience, just let it slide, what Elijah had done. And Haley needed to kind of fight back and, you know, be like, no, this isn't okay. Like, this has really deeply affected her. What happened? And that they usually, with the violence, kind of smooth over things. And that they're not going to do that this time around.
That's a really good point.
It is.
And I hadn't thought about it in that way because it's a show about vampires. And you're just like, oh, everyone's violent. Everyone kills. Everyone's bad. And I know we say that a lot on this show, especially when we're defending, like, well, when I'm defending Klaus and stuff. But when she said it, it really opened my eyes to, like, oh, yeah, like, that's very true.
I will say, though, and I have to really be choosy with my words here, though. I kind of feel bad for Elijah. I definitely feel bad for Haley, but I kind of feel bad for Elijah. This isn't a situation where it was, like, he chose to not be in control. It's not one of those, he's an alcoholic who abused somebody and he can claim he was blacked out. He had zero say in this happening. And maybe in the past he had control over what he did to those people, but in terms of abusing Haley in this moment, it wasn't him. It wasn't so I do feel for him.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that what they're getting at with what happened there is that he could have chosen any of those doors to be in,
but that's
and
the one
that he was drawn to was that one.
That's interesting.
And that's why it's kind of on him, and that is who he truly is, because instead of going to the nice version of himself, he went to the deepest, darkest, most evil creature. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, too. You know someone that you're with has a bad past, but you kind of just go, I don't want to know. I know that you did some messed up stuff, but I would rather be
who kind of... Who you are now is what matters.
Yeah, but Haley actually found out, and it freaked her out. But yeah. She should have, you know, she knows deep down, but she didn't want to acknowledge it, and she was forced to acknowledge it, and now she's not so okay with it.
And yes. Of course, the chat has some feelings as well. Elimerant says she just doesn't want her daughter to view her in a bad light because she's okay with Elijah killing people.
I totally get that. I think that's valid. Yeah.
Nakia Emanuel says the whole Elijah situation gave me like mixed feelings. I need them to be together, but after he did to her, I'm like, Charmed Original says Julie has confirmed Elijah is done. I haven't read that, but they've told me a lot of stuff today that I wasn't up to par on because they're the best. So,
I would just like to remind everyone at the beginning of this season of Freya and Keelan. I mean, they turned us around real quick because those first few episodes, Stockholm Syndrome, hardcore.
Something else we didn't talk about that I forgot to mention is the fulfilling of the serpent, the completion, that's an interesting visual symbol they've given us.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the word last week, and I thought it was going to come back into play, and yes. It's cool looking.
Yeah, it is cool, and I'm glad that it's like when it... What?
I didn't know what we were talking about, but then I figured it out.
talking about that
the Ouroboros
thing, the Ouroboros.
Yes.
And when it's complete, then hope... is gone forever.
But so, like, she was asleep, and her dad was like, hey, like, I was in the darkness, too, and you're my light.
Please keep fighting. That was an intense conversation, by the way, that he decided to reveal all that to her.
Yeah, and it was kind of, it was beautiful, but I also sat there like, that's a lot to put on your child. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the sole reason I'm a good person now.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
It does.
You have to keep her awake.
But, you know, they did that, and then she woke, and then it was going away. But then Hope disappeared, and then she woke up, and she was still the bad person. So is it still on her arm, or
yeah, I think so.
Did it go back to almost fully complete, or is
yeah,
it
I think
still
it's almost fully complete
because it was going backwards
but Hope
for a while.
Is fighting it still, she's fighting it as much as she can, but can't fight it forever. Is what I've
okay.
Gathered. Yeah. All right, let's talk a little news and gossip because apparently you chat are informing T of something she has to tell us.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, the first one is that for season 5 of the originals, there's going to be a time jump.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. This was posted 2 days ago, and I've been very busy not looking at the internet. So they're looking to age up Hope. This would put her in her teens, and there is some perks of this because she is going to get a love interest. Little Hope is growing up so fast.
God.
The show's currently casting for a devilishly charming, recently turned vampire named Roman.
Wait, what's going to happen to our
finds,
Hope? Is our Hope going to be our Hope?
No, Hope's going to be a teenager now.
I think that's why like, kind of she said some things, Summer, tonight, that it was... This was a great experience, and because they're doing a time jump.
Yeah. Wow. So this recently turned vampire named Roman who finds a common bond with Hope over their dysfunctional families.
That's an understatement.
I mean, there's way more than...
I'm going to need us to do flashbacks of Hope, then.
Me too. Like, can we request it? Let's
Julie,
request
we're,
it.
We're requesting
so
it.
Good.
We're requesting it. And then... Okay, so this is kind of out of context because I just found the article that I was referring to about what Julie Plec said about, you know, our current presidential state. So she said, I watch it and I think that if Hillary Clinton were president, this would be a very entertaining and intelligent show. Donald Trump is president and I want to vomit. It's so harrowing in the context of the reality we live in. The speculative fiction feels so presently off of today in a way that it absolutely wouldn't have if Hillary were president. So basically she's saying that the evilness on the show, like, she sees it in our current president, and she thinks that the images and the wording and stuff is getting kind of lost in that, and she's seeing it for what it truly can be.
You know what I think is interesting, though? I know a lot of people get upset when showrunners decide to share their political beliefs, but Julie Plec has worked incredibly hard on being able to have a platform, and in my opinion, whether she's pro-Trump or anti-Trump or pro-whoever, anti-whoever, it's her prerogative to use her platform however she would like, and I'm glad she's speaking up about something she believes in.
Yeah, I mean, the headline of this article is the original creator, Julie Plec, on how Trump's election killed a key romance. And she's talking about Haley and Elijah.
Well, and she's a creative person, so I think it's totally great to kind of hear what is going on in her mind, even if that's political or not, mm-hmm. and how that reflects on the show that she creates.
Right. All right, any other news and gossip for us?
That's all.
Cool, let's get to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, Marcel has said that even when they kill the Hollow, he's going to make them leave New Orleans. What do you guys think about that? Are we going to stick with that?
Like, we already did a time jump, so it makes me think that, okay, another time jump, they went away, now they're coming back again.
You think same thing?
I don't really want that to be the answer, but that's, yes.
But you definitely think we're getting rid of the Hollow.
Yeah, we can't have that again.
We know Hope makes it through, because she's getting a love interest, so she's got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, T?
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think that the family's going to voluntarily leave New Orleans, but I think because of this whole there will no longer be an always and forever, it makes me think that they will have to scatter. And I guess, you know, Klaus does say that Freya, that vow includes you, but, you know, if they're family, technically Marcel is family too, so does that include him as well, where he would then have to leave New Orleans too?
I don't think he's technically in, they don't group him with them, with the rest of the originals, which isn't fair, and it's not nice because he deserves to be grouped as family, but I don't think that they see him that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Any other predictions going into the finale?
I predict that the Hollow will be killed because it's a finale, so someone has to die.
Good point.
Well, I could see a sacrifice being made. That's what I thought when they said it's not going to be always and forever anymore. I felt like they're going to have to pick one of them to kind of sacrifice to either put the Hollow in and just, like, lock him away. And maybe, you know, we'll get to see. For me, it feels like Freya, in some way, shape, or form, might have to sacrifice herself.
I'm super nervous about Keelan, and I'm praying she makes it out of this season alive.
And if she does die, then I could see Freya sacrificing herself even more.
I think there's going to be a lot of issues if we kill off two of our, or one of our queer characters.
Okay.
It's something that has been, you know, with the kill your gays trope, and everybody has been talking about that and everything that's wrong with that. I think that if our first, like, we already lost Aiden. Mm-hmm. Josh, whoever he's with this season, we have not seen him in so long. And we finally get this, like, hot and heavy romance. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for Keelan, and I hope she makes it through. Prediction-wise, yeah, I agree. The Hollow's going down. Mm. And that's my easy prediction.
Anything else? I have one more, actually.
Yeah, what you got?
So I think that Elijah, I'm just kind of going back on what I said after hearing what you said about Freya. Mm-hmm. I'm changing my mind. If Elijah sacrifices himself in some way to make it up to Haley, to make it up to her in some way to show how much he truly loves her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That happened.
Dark.
So a lot of different predictions.
Well, and I just want to say that I'm sad about Elijah as well, because this season I was finally starting to get on board with them, and then this whole thing happens, and then I read this article, which, guys, I can't put the link in the live link right now, but it's an IndieWire
article.
The link, the title is The Originals Creator, Julie Plec, on How Trump's Election Killed a Key Romance. So I definitely suggest you look it up.
Any way that this is leading towards Clayley?
I really don't want to.
I could see some people
Pushing that.
But we need Caroline.
But, I mean, I just don't want her to go for both brothers. You know, I've been there. You don't want to mess around with brothers. I mean, she already has, because she has a child with Klaus and, like...
Yeah, but never a romance.
Yeah.
All right, we definitely could have more predictions here, but we want to hear from you guys. So wherever you are right now, stop what you're doing and give us your predictions for next week. Also, how you felt about this week's episode. Also, how amazing Summer was. Send her some love at Summer Fontana again on the Twitter. I'm at Roxy Stryer, so tweet at me and let me know your thoughts.
I'm at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And I'm at the Tiana Hobson. And thank you everyone in our live chat who's been talking and giving us their thoughts and predictions for for this season. And yeah,
you're Tiana's BFFs. You're all invited to her wedding.
I mean, in 50 years when that happens, yes, you all will be invited.
And of course, guys, we're at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us a 5-star, a thumb up. We really appreciate that. You're the absolute best. And we'll see you here next week. Again, we're going to tweet out the time, but we think it's same time, same place.
Yeah.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.